The parsha this week is Tetzava, and in Tetzava we know we have the clothing of the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol, and all the Kohanim have the same bag, and that is to have an avnet, a belt. So we'll see how that connects momentarily to the topic. The Mechaber writes in Orachaim Tzalichas Dalet that Tefillah is connected to Korbanos, and it should correspond to how we offer Korbanos with the same proper kavod and yira as we would enter the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's proper to have a special kavanah. He says you need to have proper clothing for tefillah as well. So he gives an example that we need to dress just like the Kohanim dress to serve in the Beis HaMikdash in special clothing. So too, when we go to Davin, we should have distinguished and fine clothing as well. Based on this comment of the Mechaber, Rav Ruvi Margolios writes in his Nefesh Chaya, his comments in the Shulchan Aruch, a hint to the topic we'd like to discuss. He says, "Lachein lo shim avneit l'tfila." The idea that we would wear a belt for tefillah comes from the idea that the Kohanim wore a special belt in their avoda as well. Kusones u'mechnasayim v'kisei harosh. We have pants, a jacket, a head covering. Harei levushim tamid. These are things that are needed for tefillah, just like every kohen has these basics of pants, shirts, belts, and hats. So too in our tefillah we have the same. Mosif in the tefillah avnet lahashlamas b'deguna. We add a special belt to tefillah, says Rabbi Margolios, just like the Kohanim had a belt in their avoda as well. And this will give us an introduction to the idea of wearing a gartel when it comes to tefillah. Now, we titled the shiur, Gartels for Misnagdim. What does that mean? I'm going to discuss the entire issue of wearing gartels, the pro, the con, the against, the for, all the issues. And I will not quote a single Hasidic source until the very, very end. We're going to analyze it totally from the area of halacha and the non-Hasidic poskim. And at the end, we'll discuss maybe what the Hasidim have to say about it. But we're going to give a perspective, and we're even going to advocate that there might even be, I feel personally, maybe a certain time of the year when a gartel would be appropriate, even for someone who is not of a Hasidic leaning. Let's begin. So, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. They are the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Amud Aleph is the source for this discussion and this entire issue of wearing a gartel and wearing a belt. Says the Gemara over there. The Gemara wants to understand that if you hold that the davening of Maariv is reshus, technically optional, so then when people sit down at night and they take off their belts, they get comfortable at night and they take off their belts, so they don't need to daven Maariv anymore because Maariv is reshus, is technically optional. Obviously not, nowadays it's not reshus anymore, we all have to daven Maariv. But if a Maariv is reshus optional and it's a big tircha to get your belt back on, so you don't have to daven Maariv, suggests the Gemara, because I already took off the belt, and to get it belted up again is a big pain, and therefore you don't have to daven Maariv. Asks Rav Sheshes, it's not the case, he says. First of all, he says, Maskeple Rav Sheshes, Trichusa, Lamesar, Himana. He says, it's not such a tircha to put your belt back on. And he says, even if it is a tircha, V'od Leiku Hachi B'litza Nishum Shneamar, Hikon Likros Elokecha Yisrael. Even if it is a tircha, he says, and you're going to daven, you still need to put the belt on. Why? Because there's a concept of Hikon Likros Elokecha Yisrael. That this is the proper way to approach Hashem in a way that is dignified. And when we go to Daven, it needs to be in a way of preparation and proper dignity. So says Rav Sheshes. And that's the point of the Gemara we care about right now. Right? So Rav Sheshes says it's not a tircha. Sorry, I made a mistake. Rav Sheshes says it's not a tircha. And then he says, even if it's not a tircha, you don't even have to put a belt on. And the Gemara says back to Rav Sheshes, no, you do have to put a belt on because we need to daven to Hashem properly because of Hikon Likros Elokecha Yisrael. So we see, and this is the pasuk that will be used again and again and again when it comes to proper dress for tefillah, that our dress must be appropriate, going before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, going before a King of Kings, and our dress must match that level of propriety as well. So says the Gemara. That Adkam the Gemara, whether you need to wear a belt or not. So we seem to say, Rav Sheshes is saying you don't have to wear a belt, and the Gemara says you do have to wear a belt. That's all we know. We don't know anything else about this type of belt. Says Tosis there in the Gemara, I'm a little bit bothered. Lochayish l'shinui kushna kamaisa. So the Gemara doesn't answer the first question. That's not a difficulty. Fine. So Tosis says that the Gemara didn't need to answer the first question, but perhaps there's an answer somewhere else. Mikan shetzorech l'azor chaltsav kishemis palel. So Tosa says, from here we see that a person has to wear a belt
when he davens. That seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. Because of hikon, you need to wear a belt when you daven. Uba machzer vitri mefarish. So Tosfos quotes from the machzer vitri, the Talmud of Rashi. Detam de beinan ezor. Why do you need a belt in the first place? Shelo yalibo roa esa erva. The whole purpose of a belt is that it's inappropriate that one's heart, the top of one's body, should be exposed to the bottom of one's body. And if one is wearing a long, flowing outfit, and everything is now exposed even underneath the clothing, if we tie it with a belt, therefore there will be a separation that one's lave does not see the erva, the bottom part of the body, in order to make it appropriate when standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Now, only the people in the Gemara, he says, had to wear a belt, right? So it's dafka lahen shalohaya lahem nichnasayim. In the days of the Gemara, they did not have pants. L'kacha yutzrichim lazor b'shasfil. They did not have a pants that had a tight waistband. Therefore, they needed to put on another belt when it came to tefila. Aval l'didon sheish lanu avneit shal nichnasayim. But we have belts that come with our pants. Ein anu tzrichim lazor. We do not need to have belts, says Tosfos in the Machzor Vitri. And that seems to be the halacha. So, it seems to be a Tosfos to conclude that we don't need a gartel. There's no purpose of a gartel because our pants have waistbands, and that is sufficient to separate the lave, the heart, from the erva, the lower part of the body. This is spelled out in the Piskei Tosfos here on the Gemara and Shabbos as well. The Machzor Vitri, who Tosfos is quoting, is actually following the Shita of his Rebbe Rashi, because in the Tshuvas Rashi, in Reish Samach Beis, Rashi says clearly that wearing a belt is only needed when you don't have a band on the pants to separate the top of the body to the bottom part of the body. And in the past, they wore long shirts and cloaks that only stayed close to the body with the help of a belt. This is the opinion of the Beis Medrash of Rashi. It's also the opinion of Rav Sadja Gaon in his Siddur as well, that wearing a belt is because of libo roa esa erva. We wear a belt to differentiate the heart from the bottom part of the body. And if you wear pants, there's no need for a belt. This is the opinion of the Shibbolei Haleket. This is the understanding of the Rishonim that Hikon Likras Elokech Yisrael. The definition of preparing yourself for going to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to ensure that one's heart does not see the bottom part. Libo Roa Esa Erva. So they understand that these two concepts are one and the same. Two sides of the same coin. Hikon Likras Elokech Yisrael. Preparing yourself to go before Hashem is making sure that libo eino roa es erva, that the heart does not see the bottom part of the body. I will note that Professor Sperber, in his Minhag Yisrael in Volume 7, he has a whole piece where he argues that in the times of the Gemara that they did have pants. And that's where he thinks there's difficulty with the statement. He brings a lot of historical proofs. So they did have pants in the times of the Gemara, and it just was not cloaks. But we'll leave it at that. Okay. What's the other approach over here? So the first approach has been that there's no reason nowadays for a gartel at all. Writes the Tur in Siman Sadi Aleph. The Tur cites the Sefer HaTshuva who says, you need to have a special belt for davening, even if you already have a belt. This is what the Tur says. Right? Why? Because if you go back to the Gemara in Shabbos that we quoted before, we left off the second line. What's the second line of the Gemara there? Rava Barav Huna. Rava Barav Huna was Rami Puzmiki Umatzli. He would put on special socks because he said, Hikon Likras Elokech Yisrael. So says the Sefer HaTshuva, what do we see? That he put on socks because of Hikon Likras Elokech Yisrael. So Hikon Likras Elokech Yisrael, preparing your clothing to go before Hashem, is not connected to Libo Roa Esa Erva. It's not connected to your heart seeing the bottom part of your body. It's connected to any proper dress. The two things are not connected to each other. And therefore, there's no connection between the two concepts, says the Sefer HaTshuva. If the Gemara goes on to talk about putting on socks, what does that have to do with libo roa esa erva, the heart seeing the bottom part of the body? There's no connection between the two. And therefore, he says, the Gemara is clearly telling us that there requires a special additional belt when it comes to tefillah as well. Okay, this is the explanation of the Ran as well, on the Dapai HaRif in this Gemara and Shabbos. And it's the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz, cited by the Ghost My Money, by the Rambam Parakei Pilchos Tefillah, that you should still have to wear a gartel. And the Rush, even though the Rush cites the Machzor Vitri, he says, Umihu mitzvah lazor. It is still a mitzvah to have a special belt for tefillah. And we are now left with a Machlokus Rishonim. Do we need to have a gartel for davening, or do we not need to have a gartel for davening? This is the big question. Yeah.
What made the special clothing a gartel? You can put on a tie.
So we mentioned at the beginning, we'll get to the tie thing later on, but we mentioned at the beginning that we see from the Kohanim that the Kohanim had a special belt when they served in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we see that having a special belt was part of connecting to the Avoda of service of Hashem. So that could be the explanation. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, when he mentions clothing for davening, mentions nothing about a belt. This entire sugya left blank in the Rambam, so we can't look there. The Prima Gadim says the Rambam understands that this entire discussion was only Bizman HaGemara, they didn't have pants, and therefore the Rambam felt no need to mention it. We have pants nowadays, and therefore that's why the Rambam left it out. That's the understanding of the Prima Gadim. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sadi Aleph Beis, Tzarech le'ezor ezor b'shas ha'tfilah. You must put on a belt when it comes to tefillah. Afilu yesh lo avnet. Even if you carry a belt, shein libo ro'a se'erva mishum hikon. Because it has nothing to do with libo ro'a se'erva. It's only because of hikon that a person needs to be dressed appropriately for tefillah. Aval shar brachos mutar levarech b'lo chagura me'achar sheish lo libo lo mechnasayim. But other brachos, that's you don't need to put on a garment to make other brachos, just when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, but you need it because of Higol Mikras El Kach Yisrael. And the right, he says, Hine El Hagah, Ve'in Libo Ro'a Se'erva, in those cases it wouldn't be a problem. Ah, so the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that you need to have a garment. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That we could stop the shir here, we can all go back to the Sfarim store, and get our garments this evening. We still have time before the store closes. That seems to be the Shita here brought in the Shulchan Aruch as well, right? So the Mechaber holds like the Ran and Shabbos, the Ramah does not argue, and this is what we are left with. Okay, before we get to the saving grace of those of us who do not wear gartels, let's just discuss the sugya a little bit more. The Gemara in Brachos and Chafei Amabez is the sugya of Libo Ro'a Se'erva, that one should not make brachos when the top part of the body is exposed to the bottom part of the body. The Gemara there says, let's say you're in a pool, and it's time for Kriya Shema, so as long as you keep your head out of the water, you can say Shema. And there are those people who say that you should make the water murky. You should kick up the dirt and the dust on the bottom of the water, so now the water will not be clear anymore. And therefore, since you cannot see the bottom part of your body, since the water is all murky now, therefore you should say Shema in such a case, right? So what do we see? The first opinion of the Gemara says you could be totally unclothed and make brachos and daven, or say Shema. And the second piece of the Gemara says, no, it's not appropriate that one should be unclothed when making brachos or saying Shema. Now, there is a bit of machlokas when the Shema and Shmoneh Esrei are one area, though they're separate, but that's its own thing. When it comes to making regular brachos, so what would be the case regarding that? So there's a sheet of the Orzeru and the Kolbo, who cites Rashi, who says there's no Isra of Libos or Erva when it comes to regular bracha. So if you want to make a shahakal on something and a person is unclothed, so that would be fine. But all other posts can disagree, and so when it even comes to brachos, we try to cover up as well. Okay, so the Bach here in Siman Sadi Aleph, so he explains that this is there's a machlokas between Rav Shemaya and Tosos. Tosos says that Rav Shemaya holds that Libo Ro'a Se'erva is mutter. He paskins, like the first opinion in the Gemara, that one can make, say, Shema when they are unclothed, and Tosos argue and say you cannot say Shema when you are unclothed, right? Two opinions in the Gemara, one follows one side, the other follows the other side, nothing new over there. The Bach says that this machlokas is only regarding Kriya Shema. But even Rabbeinu Shemaya agrees that when it comes to tefillah, we don't allow Libo Ro'a Se'erva. Everyone cannot daven Shmoneh Esrei if the body is unclothed. The reason tefillah is different is because of Hikon Likras Al Kach Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Shemaya understands that Libo Ro'a Se'erva is one in the same of Hikon Likras Al Kach Yisrael. Being unclothed is not proper decorum to dress when it comes to tefillah. So Rav Shemaya learns the din of Hikon was connected to Libo Ro'a Se'erva, the same halacha. The Bach continues and says that Rabbeinu Shemaya is the author of the Machzor Vitri that we quoted before. The Machzor Vitri who said that you don't need to have a gartel. And the Bach says the Machzor Vitri is Lashitaso. He holds that by Shmoneh Esrei, the whole thing is a halacha and Libo Ro'a Se'erva, the person should be unclothed. And he's also the same person who says you don't need to have a gartel because we have pants nowadays. And therefore, everything lines up perfectly. Now, this Bach has caused a bit of confusion because the Bach has just told us the Rabbeinu Shemaya is the author of the Machzor Vitri. And therefore, you'll find many Achronim who say that the Rabbeinu Shemaya is the author of the Machzor Vitri. That's not true. Rabbeinu Simcha, who is a Talmud of Rashi and a friend of Rabbeinu Shemaya, he's the author of the Machzor Vitri. So this bach is important al pi halacha, but we would not take it for its historical accuracy, because Rabbeinu Simcha is the author of Machzor Vitri, not Rabbeinu Shemaya. Now, the Svas Emes on this Gemara asks on Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah said in the Gemara that you don't need a belt, right? So does that mean Rosh Hashanah holds that Libo Roas Ha'erva is allowed? Does that mean we have another opinion in the Gemara in Shabbos that says a person can daven unclothed? So he says it can't be the case. It can't be that Rosh Hashanah is following this extreme opinion that you can daven Shmoneh Esrei unclothed. So the Sfas Emes says as follows. He says that Tosos understand that there's a problem of Libo Roas Ha'erva, but this can be avoided by hugging oneself, right? If you want an easy way, if a person is unclothed, they need to daven, so a way to get out of that is to hug oneself around the waist. By doing that, you are now making a separation with your body between the heart and the bottom of the body, and that would be sufficient, says Svas Emes, according to Tosos. This is actually what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Ayin Dal. If a person is in a place where they have no choice, if you hug yourself around your waist, you would be permitted to pray in such a case.
But aren't you touching areas that are usually covered, so therefore...
Well, that case, I guess, is not covered at that time. You know, the pool, whatever it is. So he says it wouldn't be a problem. Ah, says the Sfas Emes, but that only solves Libo Roas Ha'erva. What about Hiko Mikros Al Kasei Yisrael? Is that proper to go before the President of the United States and to be unclothed, but to hug yourself around the waist? Certainly, that's not going to work. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, if you need to make sure to wear pants and a shirt and make sure to have a belt because of Hikul Mikros Al Kach Yisrael. Says the Sfas Emes, the two are not connected, according to Rosh Hashanah. One hugging takes care of Libo Roas Ha'erva, but a belt takes care of Hikul Mikros Al Kach Yisrael. If you have pants, he says, you don't need to hug your waist. And therefore, there's no reason for Hikon, because you would stand in front of a king wearing pants. And therefore, that's the explanation of Rav Sheshes in the Gemara. And Rav Sheshes does not think that you can go and daven not wearing any pants, but he says that Libo Roas Ha'erva is one separate issue, and Hikon Mikros Al Kach Yisrael is a separate issue. Okay, so what do we do with us? What do we do with us who may or may not wear gartels when it comes to davening? So there's a shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham of the Rishon. Rabbeinu Yerucham writes in the Nesib Gimel Chelik Dalid, and he brings a Yesh Omrim. Let's look in the Beis Yosef. He says, Kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham, Sheyesh Misha Kasav. There are those who say, Shemisha Ragel Lechgor Kol Hayom. If someone wears a belt all day, Im Hitir Chaguraso Kodem Tfila, if he undoes the belt before davening, Sarech Lach Sorva Lachgor, then you need to go back and put a belt back on. Ava Misha Holech Kol Hayom Below Chagura, if you don't wear a belt all day, so Ein Sarech Lachgor Tfila. You don't need to wear a special belt for tefillah. Okay? So says Rabbi Yerucham, the whole din of the Shulchan Aruch is only telling us, the Shulchan Aruch means that a person only has to put on a special belt for davening if he wears a special belt all day. But if you don't wear a special belt all day, on top of your clothing, then you don't have to put on a belt for davening. Okay? That's the Chiddush Rabbi Yerucham. Since we do not wear special belts over our clothing when we go throughout the day, therefore, when it comes to our tefillah, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, one would not need a special belt when it comes to our davening. That is the loophole that we're going to use. Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't cite that, but the Beis Yosef does cite it, and it's the same author. So the Bnei Tzion writes here that the Shulchan Aruch agrees with Rabbeinu Yerucham in principle. All the other Achronim bring Rabbeinu Yerucham as a halacha, even though he brought it as a Yesh Omen. There are those who say, everybody brings it as the halacha. The Magen Avraham brings it over here, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Berhetev, the Prima Gadim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chayadim, and Chal Chav Ches, all say this Rabbeinu Yerucham. And they say that since we do not go around wearing special belts during the day, therefore there's no reason for us to put on a special belt when it comes to our tefillah, because we are not lacking in Hikam, since we're not taking away from anything, since we would never put on a special belt during the day. And therefore, there'd be no reason to put on one when it comes to tefillah. So says Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Achronim. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Dibros Moshe, his Chiddushim on Shas, on the Masechet Shabbos in the first parak, in Ha'ara Nunhei, he says clearly, again in the Igros Moshe, or Achaim Chelik Beis Na'ayin Vav, there is no hiddur in wearing a gartzel. It does not enhance anything, because it's just not done nowadays. You're not making yourself look any better, since You're not adding to anything, says Rav Moshe. Shlomo Zalman, the Halicha Shlomo in Perakid Alf and Harim Mem Hei, says that people don't wear gartels when they meet important people. And what's the indication that there's no one to wear a gartel? If we put on a gartel when we met important people, then we'd have to wear a gartel when it came to davening. But we don't put on gartels when we meet important people, and therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, no Indian to wear a gartel. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted in the Mechitzas Rabbeinu on page Mem Zayin that people are not machmir for this Midas Chasidus to put on a gartel at all. And he says, our hachana for tefillah is to button our suit jackets. That's how we get ready for tefillah. We button the suit jackets because when you go in front of an important person, you would button your coat to stand there in a presentable way. And it says, Rav Yaakov, that is our equivalent of putting on a gartel. Rav Shechter tells a story that he was once davening mincha in Breuers, and a chassid who was a businessman walked in, and it was time for davening, and he was wearing a jacket and a tie, and he didn't have his gartel. So he took off his tie, and he tied it around his waist as a gartel. And after davening, Rav Shimon Schwab expressed his displeasure with this action from the chassid. And he felt that this was the total opposite of the proper halacha, because nowadays, wearing a tie is hikul mikras al kach Yisrael. That is an enhancement of tefillah, because we wear ties to important things. And that would be the right thing to do. So he removed his only opportunity of proper dress for tefillah, and he turned it into something ridiculous. So Schwab felt that that was an inappropriate move when it came to davening. I've seen similar but different things. Sometimes I'll see that someone who is a doctor or works in a hospital, and they'll go and come to somewhere for a quick mincha somewhere, and they'll put on a hat. They'll be wearing their scrubs, but they're wearing a hat for davening. It looks a little odd. Who would go in front of someone important and wear a black hat or a fedora while wearing their scrubs? It seems to be strange. I don't know why anyone would do that. I don't think that's covered for tefillah. It just seems to be a little weird looking. So when we get dressed for tefillah, it needs to make sense for us. The Prima Gadam understands, according to the Rambam, there's no reason to be machmir to wear a gartel. However, we do find many achronim who say there is a midas chasidus when it comes to wearing a gartel. Non-chasidic poskim, the Magen Giborim here, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Dalet as well. The Kaf HaChaim and Sifkat and Dalet, the Minchas Yitzchak, Hey, Mem Aleph Vav, says it's a midas chasidus to wear an extra belt for tefillah. However, in the Oz Nidberu Chelek Ches, in Simon Mem Gimel, he has a long piece saying that he has testimony from many people who knew the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim did not wear a gartel. Even though he said it's a midas chasidus, the Chafetz Chaim himself did not wear a gartel. So we have to balance that with what he wrote versus his practice. Tefillah kehilchasa perek zayin in Haaretz Hadites, and the dinim v'hanhagos of the Maran Chazon Ish in Perek Dalet Os Beis says the Chazon Ish wore a gartel for a tefillah, and the Avnei Yashvan Hilchas Tefillah on page Nun Gimel says the Vol Yashav is also machbit to wear a gartel when it comes to tefillah. So we see many members of the Lithuanian Torah establishment wearing gartels as well as a midas chasidus in line with these opinions of the Rishonim. Okay. Other reasons why one might wear a gartel, the Minchas Yitzchak writes in the same tshuva that the Perek and Pasuk and Malachim Beis says that Elisha told the Bnei Nevi'im, Chagor Masnecha, you should tie your belt and get ready to go. Rashi there says, Chagor Masnecha, to tie your belt is a lashon of zrizus, of excitement, of energy. And therefore, by putting on a gartel, says the Minchas Yitzchak, it's a sign of one's getting into tefillah and being excited for davening. Rosh Sternbach has a tshuva in the Tshuvas Hanagos and Chelek Aleph in Simon Samech Tes. He says that there's only an inch to wear a gartel when the gartel beautifies what you're wearing. He says, we wear short coats nowadays. We wear short jackets. To put a gartel around a short jacket does not beautify it. It makes it look strange, he says. It crumples up the suit. It doesn't fit right. He says, to wear a gartel with a short jacket doesn't seem to fit with the proper mode of dress. And he feels that is not a hiddur when it comes to tefillah. Now, he goes on to critique there. One who wears a jacket for davening with their tefillin, but they don't put their arm into the jacket of the tefillin, and then it hangs off the side, or they button it underneath the armpit. So says Rosh Sternbach, how is that proper hikul mikras al kach Yisrael? How is that proper dress to go before someone who's important and to have your jacket hanging off the side of the arm or to have it crumpled underneath the armpit? He says that is not totally appropriate. Similar idea is brought by Rav Shechter Mipnine Harav on page Chaf Dalad. He says that later on in life, Rabbi Soloveitchik wore Rav Chaim's tefillin. His grandfather's tefillin. He had Rav Chaim's tefillin, and he wore them. And they were very big. They were big tefillin. And he stopped wearing a jacket when it came to davening, because he wanted to make sure to wear these tefillin that he thought were the best tefillin possible. But he felt to wear the tefillin that were so big, he couldn't fit his jacket over them. So he felt it was better to not wear a jacket improperly and to have Rav Chaim's tefillin than to wear Rav Chaim's tefillin, but to wear the jacket improperly, not in a manner of kavod. And this was Rabbi Soloveitchik's practice towards the end of his life when he wore Rav Chaim's tefillin. So we see even the jacket needs to be put on a way that is l'chavod ul'tzifaras, in a way that brings honor and kavod to the tefillah itself. But I want to suggest that based on this comment from Sternbach, that there might be a time to advocate a gartel, and I would say by wearing a kittel. When it comes to a kittel, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Leil HaSeder, whenever you wear a kittel, I think that a proper gartel, a nice gartel, is l'chavod ul'tifaras. It does enhance it more than perhaps the regular small belt that comes with the gartel. To have a nice gartel that it should be, I guess it should be white, it should match it, whatever it may be, a gartel that enhances the beged, enhances the long flowing kittel and makes it look better, I think would be an appropriate use according to those shitas of the Rishonim, the Acharon, the Poskim, who say that the gartel should be to enhance. And that would be perhaps a proper way to wear a gartel, even if one is not chassidish. Okay. Certainly a gartel is a beged shel tefillah. If one does wear one, no different than a talis, and one should not wear the gartel into the bathroom, just like you wouldn't wear a talis into the bathroom, because the talis has no kedusha. The only reason we don't wear it in is because it's a beged of tefillah and it's not proper kavod. Same if a person wears a gartel, they should not wear it into the bathroom as well. Regarding whether you can wear a gartel outside on Shabbos, so that is also a machlokas haposkim, where there's no Erev, the Kinyan Torah, and Bez, and Gimel, Nun, and Gimel, the Minchas Yitzchak there in that Shuv, and Hey, Mem, Aleph, Rosh Hashanah, Zaman, Halicha, Shlomo, in the same parak in Yud Aleph, say it's mutter. It's part of regular clothing. You can wear a gartel, there's no Erev. However, Rav Moshe writes in Rechaim, Bez, Ein, Vav, and again, Gimel, Mem, Vav, and Dal, Kuf, Aleph, Os, Hey, and again, Yerodea, Bez, Lam, Hey, and four Shuvos. He says it's Usser, because it is not needed for tefillah. It's not necessary for tefillah, and therefore there should be no heter to wear the gartel outside if there is no Erev, as does the Aznidbru and Aleph, Samach Aleph, and Gimel Lama Gimel Aleph, and Heichav Gimel, and other poskim discuss as well, the Stiper and the Yalkut Yosef and Shabbos and other poskim discuss this issue of wearing the gartel when there is no Erev. What about if someone is not knowing to wear a gartel, but you daven in a chassidah shivah? Do you need to put on a gartel in order to dress like the rest of the people there? We know when in Rome, one should do accordingly. So if you go to daven in a chassidus shiva, let's say not a one-time shiva, but let's say you work in your place where you always go to daven with chassidim, it would be appropriate to wear a gartel. So at first glance, I thought for sure, no, why not? Why would a person have to put on a gartel? But in the only two places I found discuss this, both poskim say that one should wear a gartel when going to daven with chassidim, I'd say on a semi-regular basis. The first in the letter of the Stipler, in the Krayne Degrisa, in Chelik Beis, in letter Pei Aleph, he says there's no reason to be machmer to wear a gartel, but if you do daven with chassidim, you should dress like them as proper kavod and wear a gartel as well. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Mesoras Moshe, the new edition of the Mesoras Moshe in Or HaChaim, in Os Nun Zayin, was asked by his grandson, and he said himself that he wears a gartel, Rav Moshe wore a gartel when he would go and daven with chassidim, because they would always put Rav Moshe at the mizrach and everyone would see him, and he felt it wouldn't be proper to be davening in chassidish shtibl, chassidish beis medrash, and not be wearing a gartel when everybody else is, and therefore when he would go down with chassidim, he would put on a gartel out of respect to where he was davening, and he felt it was wrong. He's right, he said, when gedolei harabanim, when Jewish leaders of Rabbanim go daven by chassidim, they don't wear a gartel. He says it's not proper respect for where you're going to daven. And he says they should wear a gartel. And then he says, even if you don't normally daven there, you should wear a gartel since they won't know that you're a visitor. Yeah.
Would you put a strimel on when you daven with the chassidim?
So he thinks that a strimel is, in this case, a strimel would be no different than wearing a hat. Let's assume Rav Moshe says you have to wear a hat. Let's just take that assumption for a moment. A strimel would be no different than a hat. But a gartel is part of this debate in the halacha of whether one should wear an extra belt or not. There's no halakha of whether wearing, we should wear a strimal versus a black hat. That's out of my focus anywhere. That's to each his own. But this point of the gartel is a machlokas. And therefore, Moshe felt in this machlokas of halakha, it would be appropriate to wear a gartel. So we have two major poskim say one should wear a gartel when davening with chassidim, even if you don't. I clearly see this is not the minhag, and this is not done, but very interesting nonetheless. What about the chassidim on their own? So I said we would quote some the chassidish poskim who discuss this inyan. So if you look on the back of your page, you have here, we're not going to read through the whole thing, but we have here in the Nemuke Orachayim of the Munkacher Rebbe, he writes very clearly in Siman Tzadi Aleph, he quotes a long piece there on the top of the column regarding, he heard from the Bnei Yisaska regarding the importance and the Sanz Arav regarding wearing a begartel as well. The reasons are discussed in the Tamei HaMitzvos of Amin Hagam on page Mem and the Torah Sikusiel in the first edition of Siman Chavtes. He cites his Rebbe, the Arugas HaBosam, who is the founding Rebbe of the Papa Chassidim. He says he wouldn't let anyone daven for the Amud unless they wore a gartel. And Rosh Shlomo Kalish, who is the son-in-law of the Chalkas Yoav, who is a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, also a fine Chassidish lineage. So he writes in the Kuntra Sikha on Shlomo in the back of the Chalkas Yoav and Chalik Beis on the Gemara on this week's Parsha. The Gemara in Erech and Tazayim at Aleph says that the Avnate is Mechaper for Hirhu Halev. We know that all the eight clothing of the Kohen Gadol has kapara for certain averos. So the belt, says the Gemara in Erechin, it gives kapara for having improper thoughts. So says Rosh Shlomo Kalish, this fits perfectly, because when it comes to davening, we want our mouth and our minds to be in sync with one another. And therefore the gartel comes to give kapara for not having proper machshavos during davening when our mind goes wandering and we're not thinking about the words of tefillah. And therefore he says, this is the connection between wearing a gartel and tefillah. And we wear the gartel as a form of kapara for not having proper kavana during davening. The Sefer HaSichos of Lubavitcher Rebbe in Tufshin Nun Chelek Aleph, page Shin Samatess, says the gartel is obviously, as we mentioned before, reminiscent of the clothing of the Kohanim. And the Gemara tells us, or this is really a Rashi, in this week's Parsha, Rashi tells us that the Avnate sits by the elbows of the Kohen. That's where it sits. Not by the waist, but it's above, by the elbows, where it sits on the body. And he says, that's why the Minag by Chabad is that they wear the gartel higher up on the body, closer to the elbows, not lower down by the waist, in order to match the clothing of the Kohanim who wear the gartel over there. So, we see at the end of the day, one can approach the sugya of a gartel without being a chassid and have an appreciation for the idea of wearing a gartel, whether one wears it or one does not wear it. We see it's a serious halachic shaila. We have a machlokas rishonim, we have a machlokas aposkim, we have whether there's a midas chassidus, whether there is a hiddur, whether there's not a hiddur, whether one should wear it with other people, whether Shana should wear it. Shabbos, there's so many halachas pertaining to it. And everyone should daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the best possible way. And everyone should find their own gates into Shemayim, regardless of whether they're gartel or whether they do.
Can I say that basically?